If you have a pen or pencil, you can just jot. I actually write these little words in my Bible, because when you write something in your Bible, often when you come back to that passage at a later date, it reminds you of those events and of what you learned or what it means in your life. And so this is what I have written by verse 1 in my Bible. The first habit is believing or trusting in Him. You notice what he says? The first verse, I love the Lord because He's heard my voice, my supplication. You can't love someone that you don't trust, that you believe that they're really there. And so the first thing is, he is saying, my first habit is I'm going to believe in you. I'm going to believe you're listening. I'm going to believe you're watching. And I'm going to respond to you in love. And that really is what salvation is all about. I was reading earlier, and I'm not going to stray off over there, but an earlier psalm says that the lost or the wicked have death as their shepherd. The one that leads them through life is death. They're just marching to the grave. But the psalmist said, but that's not me. The Lord is my shepherd. See, a believer, the Lord is our shepherd. And he is leading us through life. And we believe in him. So that's the first habit. Believe in him as a habit. Trust him. Believe he's listening and watching and cares and respond to him in love. The second habit is in verse 2. And look what the psalmist does. He says, because he inclined his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. Not just once. As a habit, I am going to call. And so I wrote down in my Bible, cry out to him. And we need to get used to talking to the Lord. We need to get used to pouring out our heart, our fears, our woes. We need to get used to sharing them with him. Not just when things go wrong. Not just when we have a financial bump in the road or a physical problem in our life or even death is imminent. All the time we need to get used to, by habit, crying out to the Lord, calling out to him, bringing our problems and our petitions and our fears and our woes to him. So habit number 2, cry out to him by verse 2. Now, he continues on. We're talking about this, but get down to verse 9 with me, because this is the next habit he has. In verse 9, he says, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. What he's saying is that he wants to walk before the Lord. In other words, he wants the Lord to be the one who overshadows his life. He is walking in the shadow, as Psalm 91 says, of the Almighty. And what that distills down to is the Lord says we should have the habit of following him, that he is the one that guides our life. So I wrote in my Bible a third habit, follow him through your daily life. He is the shepherd. We are his sheep. We need to walk in his presence throughout our lives. Verse 13 has another part of our habit that we need to have. The 13th verse says, I will take up the cup of salvation and call in the name of the Lord. And we need to drink him. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, thirst is something that's an internal deep need. I can be swimming in the greatest body of fresh water in the world, Lake Superior, you know, and 4, 5, I don't know how many hundred feet deep that place is. But I mean, I can die of thirst in the middle of the lake unless I drink it personally. And see, that's what a lot of people do. They're dying of thirst in the midst of the water of life all around them. They go to church, but they never drank themselves. They never did. Look what it says in the 13th verse. I, that's me personally, will take up the cup of salvation. I'm going to personally partake of this, he says. It's not a group deal. See, Israel worship in the time of the Psalms and the monarchy of Israel was a group experience. But God doesn't save groups. He saves individuals. And so we need to drink of him. And a lot of people are not sure of their salvation because they're not saved, because they thought it was a group event. Their family got saved or they were they were in a confirmation class and they have never drank of Christ personally. And a habit we need to have is to call on the, look what it says in verse 13 at the end, call upon the name of the Lord. I always remember the time that a few months back I was called to a dying person's side. And my first question to them is, I say, are you sure you're going to heaven right now? Are you absolutely sure? I looked him right in the eye. And this man looked at me and said, no, I'm not sure. I said, would you like to be sure? He said, I don't know how to be. So I've gone to church my whole life. I've been baptized. I've been good, given my money. He says, how can you be sure? Took him right here. I said, because you have to personally take up the cup of salvation and you have to call in the name of the Lord. He said, what does that mean? I said, didn't you just have an anniversary? He said, yeah, we just had our 50th anniversary. I said, what'd you do there? He says, I repeated my vows to my wife. I said, why don't you repeat your vows to the Lord? He said, I don't know how. And I said, right here. It says, I will call in the name of the Lord. I'll take up the cup of salvation. I said, why don't you just tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for dying in my place. Say it out loud. Thank you for taking my sin. You gave yourself for me. Thank you for cleansing me of my sin. And we got down on our knees and he started praying. Tears started running down his face and his dear wife's face. And they held hands. And it was so precious. And he took the cup of salvation. He didn't just hold it. He drank it. It met the internal need of his life. He was thirsting, dying of thirst, actually. Drink him. That's the fourth habit. So we believe him, cry out to him, follow him, drink him. Look at the 14th verse. He changes our lives. The 14th verse says, I will pay my vows to the Lord. We should obey him, do what he says, give in and submit to him. And so as a habit, we should be in the habit of obeying him. The 16th verse continues. It says, O Lord, I am your servant. And it's almost like he stutters and says it again. I am your servant. What in Hebrew, they don't have computers back then. And they didn't have bold and big fonts. And so what they did to emphasize stuff is they repeated it. That's why one of the most important, the trisagion, as it's called, holy, holy, holy. They're not forgetting what they said. They're emphasizing by the threefold repetition. Well, this is a great emphasis in verse 16, the second most emphatic way of saying it. I am your servant. I am your servant. What he says is, I want to serve him. That should be a habit, my habit of my life. I want to serve you. And so I wrote in my Bible, serve him. Make it a habit in your life that you want to serve the Lord. And what's nice is tell that to the Lord. Say it out loud. Offer it as an offering. Say, Lord, I want to serve you. In fact, every night with our youngest child, I repeat the same little prayer with her. I say, Dear Father in heaven. She goes, Dear Father in heaven. And I say, I love you, Lord. She goes, I love you, Lord, and I want it. And I said, no, repeat. Don't launch off yourself. I love you. She said, I love you. And I say, I want to serve you. And she says, I want to serve you. And I want to be a godly woman like Mama. She always tries to get that in before I, you know, get through with the prayer. But you know what? We should say that with our lips. I am your servant. Serve him. Now, look at verse 17. Here's another part of our habits of life. We should thank him. Verse 17 says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. As sacred as a Jew taking their little yearling or the firstling of the flock, as sacred as that was, you and I can offer a similar sacrifice, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know why a lot of people dread getting old and dying? Because they've lost the art of thanking God. Thanking God for his faithfulness throughout all the years, for his loading us up with blessings. You know, if you're having trouble knowing what to thank God for, get around some children. My day starts, you know, the earliest moment of the day when I'm up in my office, the first one that gets out of bed are usually the little kids, and they come up and find me, and we have good morning prayer time. You know, I love to hear what they say. In fact, I wrote down yesterday's prayers. Dear Lord, thank you for eyes to see. Now, that's a simple prayer. And thank you for my warm blankie. When's the last time you thanked the Lord you had a warm blankie? Right, that's a blanket in child language, blankie. And also, thanks for food to eat. I mean, you know what? That's a child. A child looks at life as, I can't believe that I have a blanket, and I can't believe I have food, and I can't believe I have eyes. That's thanking him. And you and I need to get used to offering the sacrifice of praise to the Lord of thanksgiving. And here's the last habit, which I've written in my Bible right by verse 18, and that is that we need to have the habit of living for him. It says in verse 18, I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you. He says, I am going to, as long as I have life, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to be hanging in your courts. I'm going to be worshiping you in the presence. I'm going to testify in the presence of all the people. I'm going to fulfill my vows. I have said, Lord, I love you and I will serve you. So in your Bible, what are these habits? Verse 1, believe in him. Verse 2, cry out to him. Verse 9, follow him all of your days. Verse 13, drink him. Make sure you've personally received and partaken of the water of salvation. Obey him. Do what he says. That's verse 14. Serve him. That's verse 16. And you actually tell the Lord you want to be his servant. Verse 17, thank him. And verse 18, live for him. Well, that's what we should be doing in this new year as stewards.